Major government agencies get hacked. The dangers of deep fakes on YouTube. Google and Microsoft services go down for 45 minutes and continued conversation about how 5G affects you. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, episode 26. I'm here with Travis Theory.
Hello, Doc.
Governor. And I am Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KBY 1030 The Voice. And we're supposed to be streaming on YouTube, but today there was an update on the camera systems, and it's knocked us off today. We got to thank those updates. We really, really do. Our open lines are working, though, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. As time allows, we will get to your calls. We do have a returning guest on the show today. Super 5G is fast in the latest smartphones, but how fast does it cause you illness? Our guest today is an authority on the subject of 5G and other magnetic and radiation effects on our human bodies. We ran out of time last week before we could answer some questions that were raised, so we do have part two of EMF and associated illness. But first, our top tech news stories this week. We could call this past week Hack Week. All the major outlets reported at least six major government agencies with security breaches, including the Department of Treasury, Department of Homeland Security, the State Department, the National Nuclear Security Administration, the Department of Energy, and the Department of Finance. Department of Commerce, I'm sorry. Some even calling it the worst ever cyber attack in U.S. history. Investigators report the elite hackers caused malicious code to sneak into the updates of a popular software called Orion, made by SolarWinds. Again, with these updates are killing us. SolarWinds is used by 400 out of the Fortune 500 companies and many government agencies in North America, Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. The software is also connected to Microsoft, that was able to identify non-government victims in Canada, Mexico, Belgium, Spain, the United Kingdom, Israel, and the United Arab Emirates. Encryption is the way to go. You know what we need? We need that machine that the Germans used. It was the Enigma machine. That's what we need. Here's Travis Theory with his report.
Here is entertainment tech news you can use. I'm Travis Theory. Keanu Reeves in Forrest Gump, the Avengers in the 1930s Wizard of Oz, Mike Tyson as Oprah Winfrey. That's impossible, right? Or is it? We've seen those apps where the kids, you know, can upload their faces and have a little dog on there, or, you know, funny little glasses. But picture if you were able to take your entire face and change it into maybe a celebrity of some sort. Welcome to deepfake videos. All you have to do is look up deepfake videos on YouTube, and very realistic images are going to pop up. People imitating all sorts of celebrities. Now, the ones I gave you were just a few examples, but you can imitate Morgan Freeman, Will Smith, Katy Perry, Rambo. It doesn't matter what race you are or what sex you are. Now, this can be a little bit dangerous, but Hollywood's been doing this for many years. We've seen this in Forrest Gump, when Forrest Gump was talking to John F. Kennedy, for example. Deepfake has therefore been the interest to less than noble players, causing them to think that they are looking at the news events that are in fact a deep fake.
All right. Thank you very much, Travis. And the UK and other countries had quite a scare on Monday around noon when a shopping list of Google services went down for 45 minutes. The services that went down include Gmail, YouTube, Google Drive, Google Docs, Maps, AdWords, AdSense, Google Play, Google Home, Nest, and Chromecast. All experienced outages, with dozens, even hundreds of reports coming from across Europe, the United States, Canada, India, South Africa, countries in South and Central and South America, Australia, and likely more. The downtime affected the pre-market trading and gives a reminder of how deep Google services reach and how reliant we have become on them. Wow. Our next guest on the program is the Executive Director of the Electromagnetic Safety Alliance and an advocate of building awareness to human-made electromagnetic fields. She manages a campaign to the United Nations and the World Health Organization, supported by 250 scientists in 44 nations, encouraging the development of safety and protective guidelines related to electronics and other EMF devices. She's also holding an EMF medical conference in a few short weeks called EMF Associated Illness. Please welcome Elizabeth Kelly to the program. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, good afternoon, Aaron. Thanks for having me back.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming back. You know, this is such a hot topic, and we ran out of time, so we're giving you some extra time to get it out here. You know, we actually already have somebody on the line ready to go with their questions because they want in on this conversation. But before we go to them, did you want to first tell people a little bit more about this EMF medical conference that you're going to be organizing next month?
Thank you. I'd love to. We were going to hold this conference in Tucson. We had signed an agreement to take over the Westward Look Resort completely and hold it there, and we did an EMF assessment to clean up the environment there as well as ask them not to spray pesticides. We thought we were all set, and that was last January. All of a sudden, we had to cancel and shift over to virtual. By that time, we had recruited all 36 of our speakers, and they came with us, and now we're going to do it virtually. And that will happen on January 28 to 31, 2021. And the conference will bring together experts around the world in medicine, EMF scientists, EMF assessment and mitigation, public policy, and law from the U.S. and other nations. And we're going to be offering continuing medical education credits to licensed practitioners in the U.S., 16 and a half credits. So we welcome you to join us at the conference. The email, the website address is emfconference2021.com.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Again, that was January 28th to the 31st, did you say?
That's correct.
Okay, and again, EMF Conference 2020? 2021.com. EMF Conference 2021.com. So visit that if you'd like to attend that medical conference. One of the things that we're trying to... what is that noise?
You know, the conference is open to everybody, Aaron, not exclusively for medical doctors, but our goal is to train them on how to identify and treat people that are being harmed by EMF. Yeah.
Okay. And so what are some of the symptoms that that people report when their health is being exposed to some of these waves? So what are some of the problems that they some of the symptoms?
Well, you know, you can't see or feel this, so it's not everybody makes the connection. But when people show up at their doctors, a lot of doctors are now seeing what they call mystery illnesses. They're not sure what's going on with their patients, and what they have been treating them, the way they've been treating them is not working. So what else is it? And so that's why the field of environmental medicine is growing, because those doctors are trained how to look at this. The most common symptom expressed is headache. Headache is because the head is being absorbing a lot of radiation, particularly when people are wearing their wireless technologies and sleeping in Wi-Fi. Headaches and then dizziness, nausea, difficulty concentrating, depression, anxiety, memory loss, insomnia, fatigue, muscle spasms, tachycardia. I could go on and on. In other words, this technology, this radiation, affects the body at its weakest point. We're all wired differently, so there, people have different symptoms depending on their overall health. But with 5G, cataracts in the eyes and problems with heart rate, heart, immune system, and other endocrinology problems will grow because the signals will penetrate the skin and connect them to your nervous system and circulatory system.
Let me add one thing here, that there's been weaponry that has to deal with frequency levels. There's been devices that would make it so where teenagers will run away from a certain sound. You can even hear those on YouTube. So high electromagnetic frequencies is something that has already been known to be able to affect humans in a very negative way.
Let's go to our caller, Diane and Peter. They've been waiting patiently on line two. What's your comment or question?
Yeah, this is Peter. Is the 5G signal of military strength similar to what our representatives were exposed to by the Russians?
Well, that signal strength, every technology has to be evaluated differently, Peter. What happened with the Russian embassy, the U.S. embassy in Moscow during the Cold War was over 10 years of exposure, and they had a small leukemia cancer cluster, and many people reported being electrically hypersensitive. A report just issued by the National Academy of Sciences evaluated what just happened in Cuba over the last few years with U.S. and Canadian diplomats, and the report just was published last month showing that, yes, the probable cause was microwave radiation. These people were targeted and their families, and some of them have sustained permanent brain damage and have had to retire from their jobs in the government. Mm. So there is something to us. Now, those were very powerful signals. So are 5G signals, and they're currently being analyzed because there was no prior safety testing. So you need to be very careful in talking about the power density levels, the frequencies. There are usually more than one, but all of these pulse-modulated signals are capable of piercing our cell membranes in our bodies and causing harm.
Hmm. So Elizabeth, I guess a follow-up question to Peter is, is there a range of limits that would be considered dangerous for humans, or is that what we're trying to find out? We're trying to find out at what point does it become dangerous?
We already know this is dangerous. I myself led a legal challenge against the FCC starting back in 1997 because the guidelines that the FCC adopted, which are still in effect right now, only protect against acute chronic exposure. They do not short-term exposure, I should say, but not long-term exposure. And they only protect against heating effect. The scientists who signed the International EMF Scientist Appeal to the UN that I manage, all those scientists have published papers showing low-level effects far below the FCC and international guidelines. We know that it's harmful. The GAO, the General Accounting Office for the Congress, just issued a report saying that there's limited information on 5G, and that's quite troubling, including the projected tripling or more of energy and permanent compromise of the night sky, mm-hmm. and drastic effects on navigation for planes and ships and weather prediction, and also the whole climate, because this 5G intends to permeate the air. There's a whole new field emerging to deal with this called air ecology.
Hmm. Does that answer your question, Peter?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay. We also had, is there a Diane there that also had a question?
Yes, I'm his wife. I have several.
Okay. We're going to hold off on that for just a second. Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll get right to Diane's question. And we're going to say up next on the Computer Doctor Show, our continued discussion with Elizabeth Kelly on 5G and EMF-related illness. We also try to take some of your calls or open lines at 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill. Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly. but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, our continued discussion with Elizabeth Kelly on 5G and EMF-related illnesses. Before the break, we had to cut off Diane, but if she's still on the line, Diane, you said you had a couple of questions for Elizabeth.
Yes. I'm a member of HEAL of Southern Arizona here in Tucson, and a lot of the people there are already suffering from exposures to electromagnetic frequencies. And is there something that people can do to shield themselves from this harm to their bodies? And also, I was wondering, is 5G going to make it more easy for hackers to get our personal information and things?
I'll answer the question about the hackers, but I do want to have Elizabeth answer the question about the protection.
There is a lot of talk about shielding, but since we're not really sure what the parameters are of 5G, what frequencies are going to be harnessed and deployed everywhere, it's not going to happen everywhere at once and not all the same frequencies. So it's very hard to anticipate and shield against something that may or may not be where you are. One big problem is that we don't have the meters, the EMF meters, to detect frequencies over 6 gigahertz. And the 5G frequencies in the ultra-high band start at 23 gigahertz. So when these frequencies start being applied, we don't know. But under 6G, there is a lot of shielding material, and I'm talking about physical shielding material, not bioprotection devices, because we're not really sure how that works. It only works with subtle human energy fields. But the shielding that's physical, we advise people to check into that and install it if there's a small G5 cell antenna that shows up in their front yard, which is happening right now in Tucson. And you can go to safelivingtechnologies.com. You can go to lessemf.com. EMFExperts.com. Those websites, they talk about shieldings, they market meters, they market safety shielding materials, and you can consult and find somebody to come actually advise you on how to do this.
Can you repeat those websites again, Elizabeth?
SafeLivingTechnologies.com .org, I'm sorry, SafeLivingTechnologies.org, LessEMF.com, L-E-S-S-E-M-F, and emfexperts.com. Mm-hmm. Those are three of them. There are many good websites that are now marketing products and advising people. The Institute of Building Biology will give you a list of people who are trained to do EMF assessments, and they can come to your home and explain what you're being exposed to, show you what you can do voluntarily to reduce exposure by your own behavior with your Wi-Fi and your wireless devices. You ought to start right in the house, because what's outside is a problem, but what you're doing voluntarily inside is also a problem.
Mm-hmm. I want to answer Diane's other question about if 5G could make it harder or easier for hackers and things of that. So I just want to take a moment to just answer that. So earlier in the show, we were just talking about how even through updates, you know, all of our devices are always updating, our computers update, our phones update, you know, all these, even our cars, even some of these cars that are coming out, they need updates on their cars. They're going to find a way. I remember when the chip inside of your credit card that you have to now insert and hold instead of just swiping. Yeah. There is, you know, right around the same time that started becoming popular in the United States, there were already hackers that were selling hardware equipment attached to laptops with a cable and with a card at the end for you to hide in your pocket so that you can steal information from these. So, you know, so hacking seems to keep up, if you will. So, you know, just because something is more advanced necessarily, it does have intrinsic security that that the manufacturers put in it for the known threats. But the key thing is to keep up on the updates, because as more threats come, the manufacturers try to find other ways to stop those threats, and then the hackers find a way to around that, and then it's like a constant push and shove kind of thing. Travis, your thought?
You know, another thing is Echo's paints, which is an EMR EMF shielding paint. And a lot of people, because when I was doing some research about this, there was a lot of different things that people are doing to try to protect themselves from EMF frequencies, and paint was one of them. Drywall was another. Echo's paint is found at ecospaints.net. Echo's paints.
Elizabeth, have you ever heard of the paint?
Not that brand. I've heard of Y-Shield paint. These sources I handed out give you a whole range of products, paints, window film you can put on your car. I mean, if you're going to be driving around in a car, you ought to shield your window if you're sensitive, because the 5G installations are going along the highways too, and all the main streets right now. And so all your windows at home, and then wire mesh to install if you want to shield your whole house. You put the wire mesh around the house and then paint over it.
Ah, okay. I wonder if that paint has any. What's that? I can't think of the element that paint used to have in it.
Lead.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if that paint has
illegal.
Lead in it.
Oh, no, that's not allowed since 1978. Right.
Oh, okay.
But
I'll tell you one
ago.
Thing, though. Yeah. The house is like a house that has wire mesh already in it, like the older house, like the one I got. It's, you know, that frequencies are very hard to get through those walls.
Yeah, you know? If you live in an adobe house, good for you. I've tested homes in Tucson that are old adobes, and they have big, thick walls like that with the wire, with the chicken wire. That is a blessing if you are.
Yeah. That's right. Adobe does require that chicken wire meshing in order to apply it. Very good. Okay, Diane, was that your only question?
I think she answered most of them. I just have more questions. I can't sleep at night.
Oh, okay. Well, hey. There might be some people listening. Who knows?
Maybe we just raise up the prices of Adobe houses. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
What people need to realize is that the public is not protected from this. We have not been from the very beginning when the Telecom Act passed in 1996. The city of Tucson passed a resolution in 2009 saying they were concerned about health and welfare related to antennas. They asked Pima County Health Department to look into it. And they said they're opposed to the federal preemption of local governments being able to deny a permit based on health concerns. Well, suddenly that changed a couple months ago. The city voluntarily agreed to spend some of the CARES Act money for broadband to install a free Wi-Fi all over town where there are people who can't afford internet access, where people need access and they have limited broadband, and their children need to go to school remotely. The good part about that is, thank goodness they can get connected and they can afford this. The bad thing is you just now have imported a problem that was already present in the classrooms where these kids were going to school.
To further answer Diane's question, is it a good idea for people to move to areas where there is essentially a low amount of EMS frequency, for example, a place like Green Bank, West Virginia? And
we just have about
a minute and a half.
Green Bank was established in the 50s as a national radio quiet zone where interference like cell phones, wireless internet, and other devices are legally regulated and prohibited, including smart meters. And so it's just a coincidence of events that about 10 years ago this was discovered for people who are electrically hypersensitive, and now there is a little community of people living there. It's kind of humid there, so if you are affected by mold, you can't go. A lot of people don't know how to survive financially there. They have to be independently wealthy, and it's a long way from Tucson, so not everybody can make it there, but there is a group of people there. They don't mind explaining what they're doing if you get in touch with them, the people in Green Bank.
Okay. Well, I hope we were able to answer all of Diane and Peter's questions. They kind of took up a lot of our time. You know what? We're always running out of time. I don't know.
I know it. We need more time.
We need a longer show. But you know what? If you want to help us get a longer show, we need more sponsors. So if you do have a product or a service that you want to advertise with us, please reach out to us at thecomputerdoctorshow.com. And if you're selling Adobe houses, now you can add something more to your repertoire. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Travis Theory co-host. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVOI 1030 The Voice. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Good day, Governor.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to The Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.